Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Last week we announced a contest and subsequently forgot about it. So.
when Conan mentioned AI tonight, all I heard was AI, and it reminded me about the Google story that we need to update people on, the Lambda thing.
Yeah,
but I had completely forgotten anything about an AI art competition.
Yeah, so now we've made a note. We're going to promote it throughout the next week to remind people that this is going on. Conan, you have entered some pieces.
Two of us have AI art. Have entered.
Who's the other person?
Adam. Adamus.
Okay, cool.
How are we determining the winner?
We're just going to vote on it. I don't know. Maybe I'll have. I can't vote for myself, I guess. Or
why
can
couldn't
I?
You?
Well,
I mean, it's kind of weird, but I think you probably should have to vote for somebody besides yourself.
Well, there's three of us, so...
Well, we'll find someone else in the house who'd come and sit in my chair during the voting process.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, there's no real rules except you have to use AI. If you want to take that art...
What if they didn't? We wouldn't have any way of knowing whether they use AI or not.
Well, I mean, if you want to use Photoshop and you want to do some composite work or something, do it the hard way, exactly,
sure.
Go right ahead. But, I mean, I guess...
So there's really no rule.
You have to use AI. If you want to then take it and spruce it up using another program or throwing it in the Photoshop and, you know, just making changes and edits and whatnot, which you usually have to do when it comes to this type of work that's getting spit out, go right ahead. I'm thinking that's, and so there's no, just anything you want.
I mean, my concern, though, is that if someone's, you know, faked it and said they used AI when they didn't, which is admittedly unlikely, we'd have no way of knowing.
We know what won that competition last week. It got the $300.
Yeah.
We've seen the quality of what these things can do, and they can have little wonky.
You're saying we might be able to tell.
We could tell if it was not.
I don't know. I don't want to impose the rule of AI only.
That would be fun to discover whether or not we have an eye for seeing through this.
All we're giving away is internet points, so you know, I don't know if somebody's going to want to spend 20 hours making an actual artwork for that, but you know, you're welcome to.
Or,
you get bragging rights. That's about
right.
It.
And by the way, there are programs that you can search images and see where they originated from. So if someone stole a picture from somewhere else and tagged it themselves, we can find where there are ways around.
But we're not going to do that amount of work for this. I'm not.
It's just a copy paste, click, and enter.
But for every single submitted image.
Well, so far only two of us have submitted. So I mean,
fair.
We haven't brought it back up, so we'll come back around to that and how you can submit to that whole thing a little bit later. We talked a lot about AI a lot on this show last week, but it's an ongoing topic, especially here on Tuesday nights on Free Talk Live. Do we even introduce ourselves? I don't even remember. Remember, and Aria and Conan here tonight.
You sound so excited about it.
I'm absolutely excited about the AI artwork.
I think it's
fascinating. I'm really into it. Actually, I haven't spent much time on it in the last couple of weeks. But
I usually only spend an hour or two after the show doing anything on these AI programs. And then after that, I just kind of... I guess I become more productive during the week. I got things that are broke. I got the garden. It's just the garden is going to town. I'm harvesting so much food every day. It's seriously, almost literally coming out of my ears.
I've got nothing left but tomatoes. Thank goodness. And they're beautiful tomatoes.
And we're finally, the last like 2 weeks, we've finally gotten some rain. We've been in a drought here in New England like the whole growing season. We're finally getting, it's about ready to... frost. No, we got another month too.
Really?
All right. So we need the weather report here. We do have other things to talk about, including the Little Mermaid and wokeness. That's a topic on deck here on Free Talk Live tonight. The phones are open as always at 603-283-6160. Aria, you finally got let in to the Google quote-unquote Lambda, and I know you're itching to talk about that. I definitely want to get to it, but let's start with this Little Mermaid thing. Conan, you've been upset
as a big fan of
Ariel.
Stop. No. This is what Arya was saying. I haven't even seen the damn trailer yet. Well, I just saw it. I can't get my volume to work, so I can't. I don't know. What, she
but
sounds
as a
good.
Big Little Mermaid fan,
yes,
you
exactly.
are mad about something with this new live-action Little Mermaid.
No, I've just noticed. And by the way, the trailer just came out, mm-hmm. and it's been downrated overwhelmingly. Of course, you can't see those statistics unless you have an app to do it. I don't have it on this laptop, so I can't tell you what the actual dislikes to likes ratio is. They hid it specifically for these types of programs that are coming out these days. But I know, now the trailer has just come out today, that tomorrow, just like She-Hulk, just like the One Ring or whatever, I'm going to be inundated on Facebook by the backlash and the bigots and the racists are trying to destroy Disney's new property.
Well, to say nothing about the other side, right? Because it's not just the one side, the bigots and all of that, in quotation marks, because I don't know how bigoted it really is. I'm not a fan of it, but whatever. So even if we assume they're all bigoted, we're going to have just as much of the nonsense coming from the leftist side, the woke crowd that is criticizing all of these people. It's going to... Social media tomorrow in general is going to be insufferable, regardless of which side of this you fall on.
But anyone who makes the argument that, for example, I've only seen the trailer with no sound, and I'll tell you what, it doesn't look like she's underwater. And that, so far, is really the only problem I have. It looks like she's just swimming around through space.
Okay, so you're not one of these people that's upset about her being black.
You know what? They dyed her hair red.
Okay.
Now, why would they do that? The original is a white ginger.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a young, very pretty black girl. Why didn't they just keep her with her regular hair?
So
the fact that they had an idea, they're basically ripping off the original ginger. This is gingercide. Why are they always removing the redhead whites?
I think I can tell you why they dyed her hair, though, because Ariel being red-haired, that's just a key part of her physical description. Right?
Correct. She's a ginger, but this black actress doesn't have red hair.
No, they dyed it red.
Why would they do that?
Because Ariel is her primary characteristic, besides
red hair.
She's a mermaid, is red hair.
And white skin. So why do they only make the one change?
I don't know that the white skin is really a primary characteristic. When I think about Ariel, she wasn't all white. She was half green.
Right, she's a mermaid.
I mean,
she's got a green bottom.
Literally half her body isn't white.
There's no reason to believe that just because a mermaid is black means that it has to have black hair, right? Like, it's a completely different creature that
doesn't she's not a human.
Follow
but
the
that,
same
but,
rules.
But everyone who's watched, who grew up watching this program, and by the way, my sisters watch this every single day, and the songs are in my head. Exactly. Well, some of the songs are actually pretty catchy.
But
that's her. That is the Disney's Little Mermaid stereotype is the red hair.
That's why they dyed it red.
Fine.
So they kept it. You know what? I really don't care about the race swapping. What
you
I
don't
do
care about
what
that.
I do
okay.
care is that if I was to come out and say it doesn't look like she's underwater, it looks like she's floating through space. Mm-hmm. People are going to call me a bigot. Oh, you're mad that she's black. And I'm like, I didn't say that. And there are people, and it's the same thing with the One Ring, and it's the same thing with She-Hulk. By the way, I tried to watch I think I watched 30 minutes of the One Ring. Oh, God.
Is this the new, Amazon?
The new
series?
Amazon Tolkien ripoff. It's just
people are
so,
hating this thing.
It's so, it's just Queen, Warrior Galadriel. She's all doing the karate kung fu flips and stuff, and she slays an ice troll, and she's so dislikable. She's just like that Brie Larson girl. She's just really nasty and dislikable, and it's like, I can understand why no one likes the show. There's a word for her.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Can't say it on the radio.
No, I can't.
But I'm not sure. It took me a moment to catch that as well. I was waiting on you to say the word, and I was like, he's still not saying anything. So anyway, I think you could probably level the criticism that she looks like she's not underwater, and I don't think people would call you a racist for that. I really don't.
No, but their minds will immediately go there because they're going to read 10,000 articles tomorrow all about the bigots that are coming out in waves, the hashtag she's not my Ariel bigots out there, and I'm going to get labeled one because I had something, I had some criticisms.
I think you're half correct. I mean, there's certainly a lot of people who, if you criticize any aspect of this, They're going to lump you in with the racist and the bigots and all of that. But I think that those people are just as much as minority, as a minority, as the hateful people on the right.
You know what?
Who are just incensed because she is black.
They might, these people might not even be real. They might all be bots.
We might be bots.
This dead internet theory.
There's more coming up here in moments. I've got the trailer pulled up, and it isn't like bright red, at least not in the scene in the trailer. But there's
she's underwater.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. bring up whatever you want to talk about here. We've gotten into The Little Mermaid, and there's a lot, apparently, of controversy online over the decision, creative decision, to make Ariel into a black person. Or a black mermaid. And that's not what you say is upsetting to you, Conan.
I don't care. You are mad
that she has red hair.
No, I didn't say I'm mad she has red hair. I said they left that trope in because people recognize the red hair as Ariel.
Sure.
But they changed the skin color.
But you're not mad about that.
I'm not mad about it either. But I'm saying they left enough, I guess, for the nostalgics that are hanging on, and they want some of that original Ariel. They at least gave you the red hair. So shut up, bigots. She's got red hair. Why are you so angry?
Yeah, I don't understand the upset that people apparently have over this. It's like, who cares?
I just saw a little diagram of all of the. And by the way, these remakes, I'm just going to have to stop right now and say that most of these remakes are horrible.
That's what I've heard. I was going to say, shouldn't people be more concerned over whether or not this is actually going to be a good movie?
Yeah.
I have not seen a single one of them, by the way, it's not like they are actually remaking,
like, every single word of the dialogue, scene by scene, is the exact same. It's like, why not just make something new?
Well, it's funny that you bring this up tonight, because I was just listening to the Double Toasted channel on YouTube. They do a couple black guys and their friends that do movie reviews, and I enjoy them. I think they got a great sense of humor. But they were talking about one of these remakes. Pinocchio apparently just came out. It didn't come out in theaters, but they put it out on Disney Plus, and these guys were panning the hell out of this movie. They said that
panning as in
it's bad. As in, like, Tom Hanks was terrible in it, and the whole thing just bad. And they're not always doing, apparently, a scene-by-scene remake, because they were complaining because they took out Jiminy Cricket's classic song out of the new ones. It's like, why did you take that out?
Did they take out the fact that the Pinocchio was, like, sold into slavery?
I don't know.
When he's dealing with the two thieves or the back alley dudes, there was some real sketchy stuff going on there. He was a young boy being sold. You know?
They couldn't take that out because that was like a critical part. That was like a third of the movie. That plot line of him being sold into slavery.
That's kind of a thing these days. Selling boys into slavery.
I know, but I mean they couldn't take that out.
Hashtag pedo bear.
I understand, but they can't take that out.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
That's like the plot of the movie.
Anyways, out of all the remakes they've done, this is like really the first time they've been really faithful to remaking, casting characters that look like the originals. Like, prime example, the one that I did watch that I think I remember liking was Beauty and the Beast, which is like my favorite Disney cartoon, and I kind of like the remake too. Not to mention, old girl she's pretty hot. But yeah, she looks just like her cartoon self.
Was that before she turned into a woke lesbo?
Yeah, she was probably her year.
Is Emma Watson a lesbian?
I don't know if she's a lesbian. She chopped her hair off, kind of, you know, butch style.
I don't follow the real life person. I just saw that she was pretty. But no, every other remake has been faithful to the original cast call, except this is the first one, and it just happens to be a ginger. And there does seem to be a notable Hollywood move to eliminate. Ari, watch out! To eliminate gingers from the casting
call. Ariel wasn't a ginger though. She didn't have any freckles.
That's true.
Not all gingers have freckles.
Yeah, a ginger isn't someone with just red hair.
It's red hair and no soul. That is what makes you a ginger.
and pale skin and freckles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are the three defining characteristics of a ginger. It's like, me having red hair doesn't make me a ginger. I mean, even if it was naturally red.
I was just being silly. I know you.
Okay.
It's very obvious that it's not natural red.
I know, but this isn't the first time you referred to Ariel as a ginger.
No, she is. She's totally a ginger.
She's just got red hair.
It's a cartoon. They can't put freckles. That would have been so much extra work. They would have had to hire one whole guy just to put freckles on her.
So to come back to the whole question of whether or not this is going to be a good movie, I think that's what people should be. If you're a fan of this movie, the original movie, if you're a fan of the, what was it, 1989 or something like that? It's been a long time.
Long time ago.
If you're a fan of the animated movie, Is this one going to do it justice? It shouldn't be a question of whether or not the person has a certain skin color. To me, that just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Why anybody is upset about that? And I guess you were saying the same thing happened with this Lord of the Rings series on Amazon, where some people got mad because they changed up some genders.
Months ago, but now that is no wrong. I don't hear that argument anywhere. The argument of the One Ring is that it is...
It's bad. Okay.
I mean, the CGI is bad. Mm-hmm. The acting is bad. The dialogue is horrible. No one talks like that. Not even Tolkien's characters. I mean, there's just so many elements.
So you've watched it?
Like 30 minutes.
Couldn't even get through it.
And I think I'm done.
Wow.
I just don't need that in my life.
So you couldn't even, was it like an hour long?
I watched all the Hobbits and I watched the Fellowship, and it took me, you know, the last couple of weeks. The 20 years ago trilogy.
But that's, this new series, you couldn't even get through a half hour?
No, it's bad. It's bad. It's horrible.
But, I mean, the Peter Jackson series, that was the Lord of the Rings movies as we know them. The big ones, the popular ones that were released before the Hobbit movies were. It did have some major issues, right? And not a single person of color anywhere in the movies at all.
I think there were some, Asians at the end. The ones on the elephants.
Okay, perhaps.
But yes, you were correct. But I mean, they weren't in Tolkien's original either.
I don't know that Tolkien he did describe some hobbits as having darker skin than some of the other hobbits.
The hairfoots or something. Yeah.
I don't remember which ones, but I mean, I don't know that he spent a lot of time describing Aragorn's skin color or any of these characters' skin color. I don't remember because I only read the books briefly and I couldn't get into Tolkien as a writer, so I didn't.
Oh, by the way, so I guess Magic the Gathering has a Tolkien-esque layout, or Lord of the Rings layout, and Aragorn is black now.
Hey, I don't care. I don't care what color. He's a fictional character. They can make him blue like the genie in Aladdin for all I care.
Well,
right? I'm just saying it would be unusual if I was reading, any fantasy, and it was regularly stopping to tell me what skin color the characters are. I don't think that's a very common thing for them to do.
I think...
And I've read a lot of books.
I think a lot of... Frank Herbert didn't. But I've read a lot of fantasy authors who define exactly what their characters look like. They don't spend a whole lot of time on it, but there's that one brief description, usually in the first book or whatever, and after that, it's like you just know what they look like.
They usually give you a few characteristics, sure. Usually some hair color. If it's a female,
he's
always...
tall and brooding or...
Slender
whatever.
Like a willow. Yeah. Some breasts, right? Always that with women. They'll tell you their hair color and stuff like that, but it's not like... I just don't remember too many references of people's skin colors unless it was a plainsman, like a Native American sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then they would sort of allude to them having darker skin, or in the case of Tolkien and these hobbits, they were darker than others. I just don't remember too many fantasy authors saying, this character was black or this character was white, unless it was somehow actually critical to the story.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Coming up, Aria, you've got a story that ties into this. Something about is in defense of wokeness?
Yes, Bonnie had this story, and I asked her for it because I wanted to have it tonight with Soda out here.
She was waiting for me.
We're going to find out about it. Yeah, we're going to find out what that is all about. Who is defending it? What is wokeness, anyway? The number is 603-283-6160. And you can share your thoughts on whether it's Disney remakes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ken Starr, the high-profile lawyer whose investigation led to President Bill Clinton's impeachment, has died at the age of 76. 2 years ago, Starr was a member of President Trump's defense team when his impeachment went before the Senate. Officials say Starr died at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center in Houston of complications from surgery. Wall Street is posting its worst day since 2020 after a hotter-than-expected inflation report, the Dow falling nearly 1,300 points with the Nasdaq and S&P suffering even bigger percentage drops. A trial for the man accused in the shooting deaths of 23 people at an El Paso Walmart in 2019 is being delayed. The man was set to go before a judge Tuesday morning, but the district attorney filed a motion to recuse the judge. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Number is 603-283-6160, and if you've ever worked or lived at Camp Lejeune between the years 1953 and 1988, you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you're entitled to compensation. They had contaminants in the drinking water and might have led to your disease. There are some deadlines probably in this case, so you sure don't want to wait. You want to give them a call to see if you or a loved one are eligible at 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune 1953 to 1988 and have had a serious health issue, the money is already set aside. The number you need to call, 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. So we've been talking about people being mad about certain intellectual properties that they have, you know, loved as a kid or whatever in the past, and somebody made a change to it, and they get mad about it. To a larger picture, issue of wokeness, Aria, you have this story about supposedly defense of wokeness. What is this about?
I'm not sure because I haven't read it yet.
Okay.
Bonnie just brought it up yesterday, and I was like, hey, if you're not going to use that, can I have it? Because it's fun to mesh out these ideas with Conan.
Mm-hmm.
Right-wing attack, and this is from Al Jazeera. Right-wing attacks on wokeness are part of a wider campaign to undermine social justice and equality advocacy, according to Christopher Rhodes, who is the author of this article, and, of course, a lecturer at Harvard University. and a lecturer in social sciences at Boston University. So probably a leftist and a university professor.
Yeah.
In late August, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made headlines with a dubious declaration. Florida is the state where woke goes to die, he said at the Republican Party event, celebrating a slate of conservative victories in school board educations. Given the governor's policies over the last few years, including hostility to anti-COVID measures, such as vaccines and masking, DeSantis' Florida is indeed a prime destination for anyone with a death wish. Oh, definitely a hardcore leftist. But
wow.
This declaration represents more than just a snappy soundbite. Rather, it is a willful distortion of the reality of woke activism and history and an attack against both the concepts of justice and equality that underlie wokeness and the people who advocate to make these ideals reality.
That person already, that I've heard equality twice now. That's not what this person means. Social justice and equity, because equality... I'm all for, but whenever you're trying to level the playing field to meet a certain output, that's what this person is talking about, equity.
Right. For those who are unfamiliar with the subject, the idea of equality would be, you know, playing a game of basketball against someone and not having any handicaps in one way or the other. It's just, you know, me and them playing a game of basketball.
Which is the way it should be. Meritocracy.
Versus equity, which is like, I'm playing against my, you know, 10-year-old nephew, so I'm going to play with only one hand or whatever. I'm going to do something to inhibit my own ability to play or do something to make his ability to play better, like lower his goal hoop or whatever.
Well, now, hold on. There's nothing wrong with doing that as long as y'all both agree on it.
Yes, as long as it's voluntary.
Right, but if it's imposed upon you by a government, for instance.
Or a group, or this person who's writing this article, yes.
Then we get into it being objectionable.
And in the case of my nephew playing basketball against him, it makes more sense. You know, the disparity is obvious. It's a result of height differences and being in shape differences and things like that. What equity in social terms comes down to is more subtle than that. It's both more subtle than that and more overt than that. It's like, well, we should automatically give people of color or LGBTQ people, you know, an extra $3 an hour wage or whatever like that to make up for the historic oppression and things like that necessarily make any sense.
Yeah, well, which, by the way, is also incredibly racist.
Sure.
Yes.
That's the original definition of racism, to believe that one type of person is either inferior or superior to another.
And they need help. Can't take care of themselves.
Well, it's not necessarily inferior, right? My nephew isn't necessarily inferior because he's shorter than me and he needs assistance playing basketball.
He was talking about groups.
Sure, but it's the same concept here. I mean, yes, black people in the United States have been historically oppressed. It doesn't make them inferior to ponder the idea that because of that oppression...
No, but one group believed that they were inferior and that they were superior to that group.
They're never going to admit to this, but that's what they actually believe. These poor black people, they need our help. They can't be rise above their own station on their own.
They were doing real good in the 50s, 60s in this country.
But that's not necessarily what equity means. That's how they mean it because they are racist, right? But it doesn't have to be a racist thing to say, look, black people in the United States, they've been historically oppressed and, you know, they need a helping hand. It's not because they're inferior or anything like that. It's because they were handicapped. They had their legs broken or whatever, so it's only fair to give them time to catch up.
How many years? How many centuries does it take?
I'm not arguing that we need to even do this. I'm just saying there's a way to couch these terms in a way that isn't racist. And it's just an acknowledgement of, hey, yes, things were pretty messed up in the past. So, hey, I'm sorry I broke your leg in the middle of the race. How about I give you a few minutes to get a head start or whatever?
Exactly. But how many centuries does it take to get over this?
I'm not saying it's necessary to do it at all. Right? I'm just saying it's not inherently racist.
The best thing you can do is to leave people alone and not force them into a system, not have regulations, not have licensing, let people, whether they be black or poor whites or whatever, start their own businesses without having to ask permission. That's the best way to have people who are disadvantaged be able to make a better life for themselves.
Yep. And you know
get
what?
The F out of their way.
And some people are never going to pick themselves up by their bootstraps and move on and become better. They are always going to be poor whites, poor blacks, poor Spanish. Which is just a way of life. So get over it. Stop trying to solve these problems that you're never going to be able to solve. Stop dragging me along with you.
Yeah. I recently learned the history of pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I never really thought about it. It was meant to be a derogatory statement, like it's not possible to pick yourself up by your bootstraps, right? So we treat it like, you know, it's you got to work hard and get ahead or something like that, but it's meant to be an impossible thing. I didn't explain that very well.
I think we read the same, like, meme.
Probably. And I was like, oh, that makes perfect sense. Right. The terminology of being woke, waking up to a new awareness of the world, and particularly the oppressions around us, has a long tradition in African-American vernacular English. That's A-A-V-E, what a lot of people would call Ebonics. I think I don't know if Ebonics is allowed a term or not. It was.
What was the acronym again?
African-American Vernacular English, AAVE.
See, that's interesting. I didn't know what the history of woke was. To me, it's something that became visible to me, like, maybe within the last decade or so. I remember 2 decades ago, the people in, the conspiracy movement, they were always saying, wake up, right? Yeah. Like, you got to wake up what's really going on.
Yeah, and then they moved on to red pill. But back during the civil rights movement, woke was... It was very heavily used by the blacks, and it was anti-establishment, anti-man, which I can get behind, which I'm all about.
Anti-the-man.
And then even 10 years ago, a lot of rappers were saying how woke they are, but it was more about like police brutality and systemic racism, which in some areas actually does exist.
Yeah,
and a lot of places it doesn't. Call in and argue with me about it, but I mean the big cities, get out of it. I mean, get out of there. That's where it's at. But now it's been adopted by these new far left Marxists, new wave Marxists, and basically it's all equity, inclusiveness, and diversity. That's all it is, and it is straight Marxism.
Maybe from some of them, right? But you can be an advocate of social equality and stuff like that without being a Marxist. But they point the history back to the 1930s and a blues singer. But it goes back even further than that. The whole allegory of Plato's cave is waking up to the world, to opening one's eyes. Mm-hmm. That's a long-standing idea in human history.
Sure
it's not new.
More than 2,000 years.
Yeah, that's true. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to talk about wokeness, whatever is on your mind as well, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Join the show here. Bring up whatever you want at 603-283-6160. We're talking about wokeness, kind of the brief history of it. What does it actually mean today? Because it's changed what it means. Kind of, you're pointing out that it used to mean being aware of, like, police abuse and things like that.
The man.
Yeah. And now it's completely different. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Also, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have our own social media site. You go to social.freetalklive.com. It is a Mastodon-based system. That means it's open source. That means that it is self-hosted. That means we run the server, so we set the rules. You get a lot more freedom to speak if you're on our social media site at social.freetalklive.com. In fact, you'll need to be on that site if you want to enter the AI art contest we're going to tell you about a little bit later on tonight. So if you haven't signed up yet, you do need to submit your account for approval, and that's the way we stop the spammers from getting in, because the spammers can't answer the question that we ask you, which is like, hey, why do you want to join the server?
Yep, yep.
You know, just mention something about Free Talk Live or whatever, and you'll get in. Spammers, just, you know, they don't listen to the show, so they have no idea how to answer that question.
And robots.
Yeah, exactly. So check it out at social.freetalklive.com. Aria, you're sharing with us a story written by what is probably a very hard-left college professor, all about... In defense, he says, of wokeness.
So far, he seems like he's probably hard left. He mm-hmm. seems like one of these people that, you know, Conan was talking about.
He says you have a death wish if you move to Florida because yes. of the COVID policy. So, yeah, I mean, you don't need to know anything else.
And he's confused equality with equity on a couple of occasions.
Well,
now.
He hasn't really said what he means by equality. You're assuming that he means equity. But, I mean, we don't know yet what he really means because he hasn't defined it.
All right.
And I doubt that he's going to. The more overtly, and we're talking now about the history of woke, he mentions a 1930 blues singer, Huddy William Leadbelly Ledbetter, who I've never heard of. Then he talks about 21st century hip-hop. So he basically points out the use of the terminology woke among the black community throughout the last century-ish around there.
Okay.
He mentions that it was popularized by the Black Lives Matter movement during campaigns in places like Ferguson, Missouri, before being adopted or co-opted by non-black activists in real life and on social media. Well, I mean, it was, again, it goes back way beyond the black Americans in the 1930s. It was around this time in the 2010s that anti-wokeness began to emerge. At first, the main criticism from both left and right was against people who were using woke rhetoric in a performative or insincere way. He doesn't. I really wish he took the time to explain what he meant by that. Mm-hmm. I don't know about anyone using woke in an insincere way. In the past several years, however, the very concept of wokeness has been attacked specifically by conservatives. While people like DeSantis, who has created his political brand by fighting battles in the ongoing culture wars that he himself has created, or Fox News host Tucker Carlson, among the loudest anti-woke voices in America.
He hasn't yet defined wokeness.
No, he hasn't.
He said it's had a history.
Mm-hmm. He said it's, now he mentions it was co-opted.
Yeah, and he's saying that there's all this anti, you know, these anti-movements surrounding it. But
and he's not defining anti-wokeness either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to look up real quick what the... What wokeness? Well, I can't look it up while doing
the article. You're not going to find anything. It's just like trying to look up what queer means these days. There's so everyone has a different definition.
Right-wing advocates across the country, politicians, pundits, even social media trolls, have spent the last few years demonizing wokeness as a destructive, radical ideology. Well, there's one of your first problems right there. You, as a Harvard professor, should never be referencing or paying any attention to what the social media trolls have to say online. According to the GOP and the conservative media, wokeness, not COVID-19, racism, violence, or inequality, is the most dangerous challenge to America today. Again, he hasn't defined wokeness, and I'm not sure anyone in the GOP has ever made the claim that wokeness is the most dangerous challenge to America today. It certainly isn't the mainstream GOP saying something
like
that.
I don't watch Tucker Carlson, but I wouldn't doubt in the last couple of weeks or months that he probably has said something to the effect.
It's the most dangerous to the existence of the state.
By my definition, woke 2022, woke is new wave Marxism.
All right, so I got one.
And
here.
Yes, and I would say that is the worst thing in this country at this moment in time.
I've got one here. There's, of course, going to be several different definitions from UrbanDictionary.com, but when you want to find what people tend to believe of a specific term, you get a bunch of different options on the more popular terms, and this one's a few down the page. It's a fairly detailed one. It says, originally intended to mean alert to civil rights issues. So, again, that takes you back many decades. Or, quote, takes an enlightened approach to civil rights, unquote. Its meaning has changed. It is now associated with adopting an obsessive, blinkered, or deliberately obtuse approach to certain civil rights, particularly in relation to equality. It refers to an approach which is overall and on balance harmful to society, ignores context and counterpoints, and is ignorant of the wider ramifications of the position taken. Under the pretense of being politically correct, the woke person is ironically asleep, in that they are ignorant of or unconcerned by the harms caused by their actions. Such harms may include damage to freedom of expression and freedom of association, the diminution of comedy and artistic license in music to the point that it becomes dull, stifling of conversation, fear of expressing an alternative opinion or calling out that which is evidently nonsense, feelings of being browbeaten, beaten, helpless, and living in a dystopian society, diversion of societal focus away from pressing issues affecting society, the breakdown of language and societal structures, discrimination and prejudice against others with particular characteristics, typically those who in particular location or organization are in a majority under the guise of improving equality and acting on behalf of the minority. The woke person may be acting in their own self-interest to achieve their own ends.
Yeah, hello, cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
This is culty dogma. It's cult speech. It's cult ritual.
Cancel culture is just the free market doing what libertarians want the free market to do.
Yeah, but all of the rules, the bullet points that Ian just labeled, when you cancel someone because of that reasoning, yeah, that's a problem. If you cancel them because it's a bad movie.
I can cancel someone for any reason I like. Just I don't like the hair color if I want.
Yeah, but that's just you. But if there's a whole segment of society who has a rule book and they decide that this comedian said the wrong thing, Dave Chappelle is coming out against, he made trans jokes. All right, that is unacceptable by
to the woke,
by the definition Ian just read. So now that he has one trans joke in his book, in his leaflet, now it's time to cancel him outright.
I understand the concept. I just don't see it as a problem. That's just the free market doing what libertarians have long argued the free market should do.
And people like Tucker Carlson are doing exactly what they're doing, except in return. He's throwing it back over the fence, the feces that they can't stand.
The only reason they're upset is because they're finally the ones being canceled. I mean, they're the ones on the losing end. They were all for, you know, the free market boycott, people you don't approve of. You know, if you don't like what someone says, just don't watch it. They were all fans of that. Until they were the ones who were unpopular, and then suddenly, oh no, this isn't the free market. This is cancel culture. Yeah. This is wrong. This is war.
But I don't know. I don't know that
they're still just the free market doing what.
I don't know that the woke is actually losing yet. I think that a lot of these backlashes from these woke ass Hollywood programs that have been distributed in the last 6 months, I think, is a backlash that's going to just as you said, the free market is responding right now.
I don't think there's any true, I don't think it's a dichotomy where there's, you know, there's just wokeness on one side and anti-wokeness on the other. Sometimes movies are going to do better than other movies. Sometimes shows are going to do better than other shows. And we might be able to say, oh, well, look, She-Hulk bombed because it was woke. But then you have something like the Marvel movies or whatever.
When's the last good Marvel movie? It's like they don't exist anymore.
Avengers Endgame? Well, I mean, they wrapped
up
that
plot. Yeah, that was, 2 years ago? Yeah, a long time ago.
Dude, 2 years ago is not a long time ago.
Two years ago,
there were no movies coming out. It was COVID.
It must have been more than that. But they wrapped up a plot line
that had been going on for like 2 decades.
If you consider the amount of money that they are sinking in these new programs that are failing miserably. The free market is speaking out loud, and I think sometime really soon, some of these executive producers and these directors and these moguls are just going to say, which some of them have, by the way, they said, money talks, and I'm losing money right now, and I can't have this, so stop it with the woke stuff.
Stop the woke stuff.
You're saying what you want to see, man.
No.
There's been countless examples of woke movies. Look at the Harry Potter movies, man. It's a titan in the media industry. And
those are woke?
They're extremely woke.
What are you talking about?
It's a kid's movie. What do you mean?
The newer Harry Potter movies, the Beasts of Grindelwald and all of these,
they're hardcore woke, and they're making tons of money. Yeah, and they've just come out recently. Like I said, what we're saying, a lot of stuff that's coming out right now is unbearable.
No, they were great. They were great movies.
The older ones or the Beast ones?
We're talking about the Harry Potter movies at the moment.
Yeah, the originals from 20 years ago.
No, the ones that just came out and are being successful.
I've heard they're terrible.
They're not things that the first one was all right.
There's more coming up here. Hold that thought. We'll continue in moments. You can share your thoughts. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years.
To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.